Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulito Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Top of the morning to you. Now, I remember a few weeks ago, ExxonMittal was closing its long steel operations in Newcastle. That made news and it was going to impact 3,500 jobs. But I see now there's an update that they're receiving financial support from the state.
100%. Now, this is quite a contentious issue, given that the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, essentially through the shareholding of the Industrial Development Corporation, has now pledged to actually support ArcelorMittal with 1.6 billion rand as a loan. Now, many might actually raise questions as to how is it that a publicly listed entity is getting some supporting and funding from a government institution. Well, let's bear in mind the IDC is a shareholder, so that is one aspect. But there will be several questions raised in terms of government's interventions and support here, primarily because, as we know, ArcelorMittal plays a critical role within the manufacturing environment in South Africa. So it's really important, not only from the protection of the jobs that could potentially be lost, but also in terms of keeping the stimulation of the economy going with regard to steel imports. From what we understand, they'll also be receiving just over 400 million rand from the Unemployment Insurance Fund, and that's to support workers and their wages over a certain period. So lots of complexities. I think this one is certainly going to be challenged by some of their competitors. But most importantly, at least for the moment, jobs are being kept, the business is still going to be operational, but they will have to pull up their socks in order to be a lot more competitive going forward.
Yeah, man, 3,500 jobs, that's a lot of people and a lot of families. Since Male in CMB, I hope no one steals it. Moving on to... I can't help it. Now, Trump has ruffled feathers in the global markets, and I see there's jitters ahead of his implementation of some trade tariffs.
Yeah, so clearly this one is a Trump card for those on the markets today. I'm going to try and keep up here, Saul. I'm going to try and keep up. But you're quite right. Donald Trump, as we know, since his entry into the White House, has been very forthright in trying to ensure that he does stimulate America's economy. Unfortunately, the only concern about that is that it's largely as a threat to the rest of the world and the global trade opportunities that exist. Now, just last week, you might recall on Kaya Biz, we actually spoke to several business leaders in the automotive space. This is after Donald Trump had mentioned that yet again, 25% increase or tariffs will likely be imposed on all vehicle imports going to America. That essentially means that the BMWs, the Mercedes-Benzes, and even the likes of the Ford Ranger that we happen to produce in South Africa will not or will become a lot more expensive to be able to make their way into a market like America. From what we understand, a lot of the automotive manufacturers have said that they remain committed to South Africa. They continue to invest their capital here. And of course, understand the competitive advantage, especially when it comes to the fact that we do produce some of the most exclusive and have the only manufacturing plants for certain models of the hybrid electronic vehicles under BMW as well as Mercedes-Benz. So it's going to be interesting to see how this does unfold. But I must tell you, international markets have been in a chokehold as there's a lot of anxiety and expectation ahead of the announcements of these tariffs, which are said to be implemented between today and tomorrow.
I will see you keeping a close eye on that. What are markets looking like, Googs?
Markets closed off in negative territory yesterday. 88,637 points is where the JSE All Share Index will close off on. Looking at the currencies, though, 23.69 is where we're trading to the British pound, 19.82 against the euro, and 11.46 against the euro. I beg your pardon, not 11.46, that's the Australian dollar. 19.82 is where we're trading to the euro, and 23.69 to the British pound. On gold, we're still seeing phenomenal highs, 4% stronger at $3,145 per fine ounce.
Thank you, Googs. Brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulito Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.